The project is coordinated by Aristotle University of Thessaloniki. Aristotle University is a huge institution, is the largest university in Greece, hosting nearly 74,000 students at undergraduate and postgraduate levels, and covering a range of disciplines. The base of the VAI project team is the School of Spatial Planning and Development. So we are mostly a school of planning, covering different scales of planning, urban planning, regional planning. Geography and geographical information systems are included in our program of studies. Development studies, these are perhaps the main themes. There are a few of us, colleagues in the department, who have an interest on relating questions of space and the organization of space with issues regarding migration, migrants, refugees, minorities, among other social groups. So this is where we fit within the overall VAI project. We are a team of three. Two of us are professors, assistant professors in the school. And we have an external research assistant who is a PhD candidate. We have a range of different disciplinary backgrounds. So I'm closer to a human geographer. My colleague is a sociologist, and a planner is the research assistant. The role of the Aristotle University team in the VAI project is the coordinating role. I am leading the team, so I am the overall coordinator of the project, assisted by my colleagues at the school. The coordinator's role is a necessary, although perhaps not that a pleasant one, as there is the need of managing and having an overview of the entire project activities and progress of the work, and managing also relations between and among partners. I'm also leading the Aristotle University team and coordinating our local activities. For the time being, obviously, the management issues are an ongoing process. So this has been there since the beginning. The dissemination aspect is another dimension of the project that we're having a look at, although we're not leading this one. The main thing we are involved at this stage of the project is the research working package, which is a study about the context and motives of volunteering in the four participant countries. As far as the current phase that is the research, most importantly, is concerned, we would expect to map the existing situation and recent history of voluntarism for and by migrants, as well as to understand what shape and phase does it takes in the four countries taking part in the project. We have two, let's say, traditional North Central EU countries, traditional destinations for migrants, such as Germany and Austria, and two fairly new destinations and ultimately transit countries in the European South, Italy and Greece. We would also like to understand the context and motives of volunteering, especially in the contemporary conjuncture, which has been largely affected and shaped to an extent by the so-called European refugee crisis of 2015 and 16. So under this frame, I would also expect us to be able to make sense of the multiplicity of actors and stakeholders, while at the same time being also able to grasp the subjective perspectives and experiences of individual volunteers, whether migrants or not, and see what are the issues in common, what are the peculiarities of the migrant condition. We're employing a quite broad definition of the migrant here, because obviously that may refer to second generation up to recently arrived asylum seekers. What seems to be emerging from our research on the Greek case, for instance, at this stage, it's still ongoing, although will come to be completed soon, is an entire archipelago of organizations, projects, groups, initiatives involving volunteering work for migrants and by migrants, a variety of forms of involvement of migrants as volunteers. There is also quite a gray zone, or perhaps better, a series of overlapping layers between formal and informal organizations, initiatives, groups, many of which may pertain to the humanitarian or third sector, NGOs, charities, and so on. Others may stem from rather traditional actors, such as political parties or the church, and yet others are related or stem from the grassroots social movements or simple acts of kindness towards others in need. Moreover, the VI project relates volunteerism as a feature of civic participation and active citizenship to the notion and processes of migrants' integration, a dimension we also look at, but we would like perhaps, or I would expect us to, go beyond its conventional or mainstream understanding and see what does it mean in practice for individuals or for volunteer organizations.